我们来读第八章。
Chapter 8.
我们来看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
我来念好了。你要谨守耶和华你神的诫命，遵行他的道，敬畏他。第七节。因为特别注意，我们这里看见有个因为这个字。
Note especially in verse 7, there is this for.
耶和华你神领你进入美地，那地又河又浅又圆，从山谷中流出水来，那地有小麦、大麦、葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、
橄榄树
和蜜。你在那地不缺食物，一无所缺。那地的石头是铁，山内可以挖铜。第十节。你吃的饱足，就要称颂耶和华你的神。底下又是一个因为他将美地赐给你了。这里有两个因为，我们特别注意。为什么他们要谨守遵行耶和华的命令呢？为什么他们要行神的道呢？为什么他们要敬畏神呢？有个理由的，有个原因的。原因就是耶和华要领他们进入一块美地啊，就是因着这个原因，他们要遵守、要遵行、要敬畏。我们也看到他们为什么要称颂耶和华呢？他们称颂耶和华，也是因为他们吃的饱足啊，他们吃的饱足了，他们就要称颂耶和华，这是有原因的。
In verse 10, there is another for why is Israelites should.Obey God's commandments to walk in His way and to fear Him because the Lord has given them a good land and that's why they should praise the Lord also.
我们来再读新约的腓立比书。
Philippians in New Testament.
我们看第一章。
Chapter 1.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
腓立比书第一章第十九节。
Philippians 1:19.
因为我知道这事是做你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助。耶稣基督之灵的帮助总必叫我得救。照着我所切慕的所盼望的，没有一件事叫我羞愧，只要凡事防胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常的显大。是做众生徒的祷告，是做耶稣基督之灵的帮助，他就必得救。
Verses 19 and 20, Paul says that through your prayer and through the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, he will be helped.
我们再来念腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
最后的一节，我曾经每一次我都要念这一节。
Every time I have to read the same verse.
是同我的题目啊很有密切的关系。
Because this verse is so closely related to my theme.
愿主耶稣基督的恩典常在你们心里。愿主耶稣基督的恩典常在你们的心里。
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
啊，我们再来念一出提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
我们念最后的一节。
We'll read the last verse of the book.
22节。
Verse 22.
愿主与你的灵同在。啊，这个你就是指着提摩太。愿主与提摩太的灵同在。 愿恩惠常与你们同在，愿恩典常与你们同在。
The Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. This you is Timothy. Grace be with you.
好，我们最后来看一处彼得后书。
Lastly, we will read 2 Peter.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
请你念好了。这个我们从第二节我们念到第四节，好吧？第二节到第四节，二三四。
Second Peter chapter 1 verses 2-4. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
好，我们低头一起祷告。
Your head bowed, let's pray.
主啊，你的名是 El Shaddai。
Lord, your name is El Shaddai.
全作全有全丰的。
The all-sufficient one.
所有的泉源都在你的里面。
All the springs consist in you.
我们每到来到你的面前，我们就向你大大的张口。
Therefore, every time we come before you, we open wide our mouths.
我们向你伸手。
We stretch our hands.
我们来到你救恩的泉源，欢然的来取水。
And we will draw water from the well of salvation with joy.
我们的主，今天下午这段时间，你就供应我们。
Oh Lord, may this afternoon you provide for us.
供应你儿女们的需要。
Provide for all the needs of your children.
我们更需要你的自己。
We need even more of yourself.
你自己在我们的中间。
You yourself are in our midst.
愿你的灵在哪里，哪里就得到释放。
So may where your spirit is, there it will be liberty.
你的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Wherever your spirit is, there is freedom.
没有一点捆绑。
There is no bondage.
没有一点拦阻。
There is no hindrance.
我们与你面对面。
Oh Lord, we're face to face.
祝福下午这段时间。
Bless this afternoon.
恩待你自己的仆人，怜悯他。
Oh, be gracious to your servant.
也愿你的灵与他同在。
May your spirit be with him.
愿你的恩典在他的灵里面。
May your grace be with his spirit.
被你掌管。
Be ruled by you.
被你控制。
Be controlled by you.
你在他的灵里面掌权。
You ruled over in his spirit.
所以他所讲的每一句话正是出于圣灵的。
So that every word of his is from the Holy Spirit.
能够叫我们得益处。
So it will benefit us.
能够叫我们得到建造和造就。
Then it will edify us, build us up.
祝福归给你的教会。
Blessings be to all your churches.
荣耀归给你。
And glory unto you.
你伟大，当受极大的赞美。
Oh, great are you. You are to be highly exalted.
你为至高。当万事上居首位。
High are you that you should be exalted above all things.
我们敬拜你，称颂你的名。
We worship you and praise you throughout all generations.
祷告祈求，耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，今天我还是同弟兄姊妹交通，题目还是这个题目，真恩。
This afternoon I'll continue to share with you the same theme, that is the true grace.
我们知道这个真恩这个字是从彼得前书第五章彼得写这卷书信的一个字。
We know true grace from 1 Peter chapter 5, when Peter wrote that epistle, he used this word.
我们也知道写彼得写这封书信的背景。
We also know some backgrounds of Peter's epistle.
当时候的教会神的儿女受到了很大的试炼，很大的逼迫苦难。
In those days, God's children, the churches are greatly persecuted. They suffered a lot.
这个时候正是尼禄在那里做王的，罗马王是尼禄。
At that time, Nero was the king.
我们都知道他把整个罗马城烧毁了。
We know that he burned up all the Jerusalem city.
他要造一个崭新的罗马城。
He wanted to build a new Jerusalem.
他要把这个祸嫁祸在基督徒的身上。
And he wanted to blame these problems on all the Christians.
所以因着这个原因，大的逼迫临到了神的儿女。
And for this reason, that the great affliction has come upon God's children.
有很多神的儿女遭害。
So many of God's children were persecuted.
很多的神的儿女就逃离了在罗马的版图里面的那一些城市。
So many of them fled from the Roman territory.
所以在这个时候，彼得就写了这封书信给他们，安慰他们，勉励他们。
It is right at this time, Peter wrote this epistle to comfort them, to encourage them.
所以我们看见第五章有这么一段话。
That's why we see in chapter 5 we read,
他说但愿是诸般恩典的神在基督里面召你们得享他永远的荣耀。
May the God of all peace who called you to eternal glory in Christ Jesus,
在你们忍受苦难以后亲自的要成全你们坚固你们也要加力量给你们。
After you suffer a while, he will perfect, settle, strengthen, establish you.
愿全能归给他直到永远。
To him be all the power and dominion forever and ever.
他说我写是略略写了这封书信我托我忠心的弟兄希拉转给你们。
I write this epistle briefly and ask our fellow worker Silas.
勉励你们。
To encourage you.
证明神所给你们这个恩乃是真恩。
To prove that the true grace that God has given you is the true grace.
你们务要在这个恩典上站立得住。
Stand firm in this grace.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们看见他们当时我的处境，他们那时我的情景。
Brothers and sisters, as we consider their conditions.
啊，正是像希伯来书第十章、第十一章那里所描写的那些有信心的人。
Just as it's described in Hebrews 10 and 11 of those of great faith.
我们看见这些人忍受了戏弄、鞭打、拘禁。
We know that all these people have suffered scourgings, mockings,
他们受到了各种各样的磨练。
They were suffering with all kinds of trials.
他们被刀杀死、被石头打死、被锯锯死。
They were killed, they were stoned to death, they were even sawn in two.
他们遭害、他们受苦难。
They suffer, they were in great trials.
他们披着山羊的皮，披着绵羊的皮，到处流离。
So they wandered about in sheepskin and in ramskin.
有时候他们在山上，有时候他们在山洞里面，有时候在地窑里面，有时候在旷野漂流。
Sometimes they wandered in wilderness, other times in hills, in mountains, in caves, or even in dens.
他们没有一定的住处。
They had no specific dwelling places.
他们承受贫穷、困苦。
They were destitute. They were afflicted.
他们是世上不配有的人。
These are the people the world is not worthy of.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这样一般人能看他们实在是非常的可怜。
So, brothers and sisters, people like this, we regard them as so miserable.
我想没有人觉得他们蒙了什么恩典。外面来看，没有什么恩典，也没有什么福气。
Outwardly speaking, they have no blessings, they have no grace.
今天人所追求的，人所爱慕的，人所渴慕的，那些福，那些恩，他们没有外面。
All the riches, all the blessings that today's people pursue, they have none of those.
不但是不信的人看他们是不配有的人，可能连神的儿女都感觉到这一般人很可怜。
Not only the non-believers believe that they are so miserable, even among believers, they probably have the same kind of thought.
我就这里就想起诗篇第七十三篇。
And now I recall Psalm 73.
亚萨的诗。
It's the Psalm of Asa.
哎呀，亚萨，我们看见他也是一个非常敬虔的一个圣徒。
We know Asa is such a godly saint.
很在生活上很有约束的一个圣徒。
He was well restricted in his daily life.
但是我们看见他怎么讲。
But as we read the psalm, how does he say?
他说我早晨每早晨受到整治，终日受到灾祸。
He says, I'm plagued all day long. Every morning I'm being chastened.
但是他看看那些不信的人。
But take a look at all those non-believers.
看看那些骄傲的人。
Take a look at all those proud ones.
看看那些作恶的人。
Those wicked men.
他们不向别人受苦，也不向别人遭灾。
They're not like others who are in trouble or are plagued like others.
他们常相安逸，财宝也加增。
They're always at ease, their riches increase.
哎呀，他们死的时候也没有什么痛苦。
Even when they die, there was no pain.
好像他们的一生也都很顺利，很通。
They have a very prosperous, smooth life.
他们吃的饱足，眼睛都凸出来。
Their eyes bulge with the fatness.
他们所得到的比他们所想的还要多。
They have more than their hearts could wish.
哎呀，在人看来，他们充满了那些外面的恩典，充满了那些外面的福分。
Now, in man's view, they are abundant with all those outward blessings and grace.
哎呀，这时候亚撒里面很有一些不平。
So, Asaph felt resentful within his heart.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
他进到了圣所的里面。
As he entered into the sanctuary of God.
他在神的跟前。
And right before God.
有了启示。
He had this revelation.
有了光照。
He had this insight.
哎呀，他说，神啊，原来你把他们放在一个非常滑的地上，滑地。
Then he said, Oh Lord, you set them in a slippery place.
人醒过来这么看梦，你也照样的醒过来轻看他们。
As a dream when man awakes, when you awake, you will despise the image of them.
哎呀，他们的结果是何等的悲惨，何等的痛苦，他们永远的灭亡。
How dreadful, how miserable their end would be because of their eternal death.
这时候他就开始称颂赞美神了。
So right at this time, he started praising God.
他说，我常与你同在。
I am continually with you.
你的右手常常的服侍我。
And you take me by my right hand.
你用你的话语常常的引导我。
And your counsel guides me.
你以后你还要救我到荣耀里去。
And afterward you will receive me into glory.
除你以外我在地上还有谁呢？除你以外在天上还有谁呢？
Apart from you, there is none that I would desire.
除你以外我在地上也没有所爱慕的。
Whom have I in heaven that I long for?
虽然我的身体我的肉体天天的衰残。
Even though my heart, my flesh, vanish every day.
但是主耶和华是我心中的力量。
But the Lord is the strength of my heart.
哎呀，底下一句话真是宝贝。
And the next phrase is so precious.
是我永远的福分。
He is my portion forever.
永远的福分。
Portion forever.
就是耶和华是我的产业。
That is the Lord is my inheritance.
这个产业是永远也不会改变，不会震动，不会废去的。
This inheritance will never change, will never be moved, will never
vanish away. 这个产业就是神的自己。
And this inheritance is God himself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他想通了。
Dear brothers and sisters, it finally dawned on him.
这个产业有何等的宝贝。
How precious this inheritance is.
大卫说，耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的分。
David says, the Lord is my inheritance, is a portion of my cup.
我上次已经同弟兄姊妹交通过神创造人最终的目的。
Last time I share with you the ultimate goal of God's creation of man.
他要得到的，他要我们得到的就是他的自己。
Is that he wants to gain, he wants us to gain himself.
他要我们得到这位神。
He wants us to gain this God.
他要我们得到他的儿子耶稣基督。
He wants us to gain his son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
他要叫我们得到神格里面的第三位圣灵。
He wants to gain the third person of the Trinity.
他要叫我们得到那三一的神。
He wants to gain this triune God.
他要成为我们永远的产业。
He wants to become our eternal inheritance.
他要成为我们永远的享受。
He wants to become our eternal enjoyment.
他要永远成为我们的喜乐和满足。
He wants to become our enjoyment and our satisfaction forever.
这是神造人最终的目的。
This is God's ultimate goal.
所以我们看到创世纪一开始，我们就看到了生命的树，生命河的水。
So in the beginning of Genesis, we see this tree of life and this river of water of life.
它要成为我们的生命。
He wants to become our life.
生命，生命，生命，整个我们看见创世纪一直到启示录，我们看见那个生命树，我们看见那个生命河的水。
Life, 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 from Genesis until the end of Revelation, we just see this tree of life and this river of water of life.
他要把永生给我们。
He wants to give us his eternal life.
他要把这个生命给我们。
He wants to give life to us.
这个生命就是他儿子的里面。
And this life is in his son.
我们有了神的儿子，我们就有了生命。
He who has the son has the life.
没有神的儿子，我们就没有生命。
And without his Son, we do not have the life.
哎呀，保罗写信给提摩太第一章第二节，他怎么讲的？他说：“那不是谎言的神，在万古之先允许你们的那个永生，到了时候，就是借着我把它传出去了。”
In 2 Timothy, that he wrote to Timothy that the God who will not lie at the opportune time will reveal His Son through my preaching.
在万古之前。
And this is before time began.
他应许把这永生给我们。
He has already promised that he will give us this eternal life.
万古之前还没有天地，还没有你我以前，神已经应许了要把这个生命给我们。
Before time began, before heaven and earth, before you and me, God has already promised.
这个生命也就是我们的产业，就是神自己是我们的产业。
And this life is the inheritance, and it's God Himself.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们看见刚刚念的《申命记》第八章。
We just read Deuteronomy chapter 8.
我们看见摩西再次的提醒他们。
We see that Moses once again reminded them.
要他们谨守耶和华神的命令。
That they should keep the Lord's commandment.
要行他的道。
To walk in his way.
要敬畏他。
To fear him.
为什么
？Why?
因为。
Because.
他领他们进到一块美地。
He's bringing them into a good land.
哎呀，这个产业何等的丰盛
！How abundant this inheritance is！
何等的荣耀
！How glorious it is！
我们看见那里有河，有泉，有源。
We see there are rivers, springs, fountains。
我们看见在那里有大麦，有小麦。
And we see wheat and barley there。
我们看见石头里面个流出水来。
We even see water gushing out of the stone。
哎呀，我们看见有花果树，有葡萄树，有橄榄树，有这些树。
We see all kinds of trees, vines, fig trees, pomegranates.
还有面。还有面。
面。
honey.
Even honey.
Honey. 我们看着他们能够看见石头都能够成为铁，并且山洞里面能够挖出铜来。
And their stones are just iron. They can even dig out copper from the hills.
他们又说缺。
They lack nothing.
食物更是不缺。
They lack nothing especially
of the food. 他们吃得饱足，他们就称颂耶和华。
And after they are filled, they have their full, they praise the Lord.
因为耶和华把这块美地赐给了。
Because the Lord has given them this land.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神今天给人类的那一块美地。
Our brothers and sisters, this is the good land today God has given.
神造人就是叫我们得到这一块美地。
And God created man to gain this land.
要我们永远的享受它。
So that we can enjoy Him forever.
永远的经历它。
Forever we experience Him.
我们永永远远的欢喜，永远远的快乐。
And forever we will rejoice in Him and be glad.
我们看见以赛亚书，弟兄刚忘了给我念这一段。我不想我们来看一看吧，以赛亚书第65章。
Let's read Isaiah 65.
我们看第十七节
Verse 17.
看啊，我造新天新地，从前的事不再被纪念，也不再追想，你们当因我所造的永远欢喜快乐。
Verse 18.
你们当因我所造的那个新天新地永远永远欢喜快乐，因我造耶路撒冷为人所喜，造其中的居民为人所乐，我必因耶路撒冷欢喜，因我的百姓快乐。其中必不再听见哭泣的声音和哀嚎的声音，其中并没有啊。我们就念到这里，底下就是讲到千年国度，我们不要把它混在一起。
The following verses talk about the millennium. We should not mix these two together.
弟兄姊妹，神造人最终的目的。
Brothers and sisters, the ultimate purpose for God to create man
我们在新天新地
is that in new heavens and new earth
永永远远
forever
欢喜快乐
we will rejoice and be glad
所以我们看到启示录第21章约翰看见一个异象
So in Revelation 21, John saw a vision
我们他看见的那个新天那个新地
He saw the new heaven and new earth
我们看见新耶路撒冷从神那里从天而降
He saw the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God.
就像新妇预备整齐等候她的丈夫。
Prepare just as a bride adorned for her husband.
我们再念下去。
Now as we continue to read.
我们就看见她要擦干他们一切的眼泪。
That God would wipe away every tear.
不再有哭泣，不再有悲哀，不再有死亡，不再有疼痛。
There will be no longer death, weeping, or pain, or sorrow.
先前的事都过去了，一切都把它更新了。
I have renewed all things, the former things have passed.
我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽，我是始，我是终。
I'm the Alpha, I'm the Omega, I'm the beginning, I'm the end.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Brother and sister, do you see it?
新天新地。
New heaven and new earth.
我们要永远享受神。
And forever we will enjoy God.
神是我们永久的产业。
He is our eternal inheritance.
取之不尽，用之不竭 El Shaddai.
This is El Shaddai. The inheritance will never dry out, will never run out.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
神造我们不是要我们来工作。
God created us not for us to work.
不是来侍奉他。
Not for us to serve.
不是为了要敬拜他。
Not for us to worship.
也不是为了要荣耀他。
Not for us to glorify him.
对的，都是主说的话，一定都不错。我们要侍奉他，我们要敬拜他，我们要荣耀他。
Yes, all these are God's words that we should serve Him, glorify Him, we should worship Him.
但是这不是神造人最终的目的。
But this is not the ultimate purpose of God.
神根本不缺少什么。
Because He lacks nothing.
神要我们去侍奉他吗？
Does he want us to serve him?
哎呀，我们看见诗篇一百零三篇怎么讲的。
As we read Psalm 103,
他说：“你在天上设立你的宝座。
You have established your throne in heaven.
你的权柄统管万有。
Your sovereignty rules all.
遵守你命令的和成全你旨意的那大能的天使。
You angels who excel in strength, who do God's word,
要称颂你。
Pray, they will praise you.
弟兄姊妹，我看见天使是遵循神旨意的，天使是来遵循神命，是遵守神命令，成全他旨意的大能的天使，比我们的能力不知道要大多少。
We know angels who are mighty in strength, who do God's word to fulfill God's word. We know how much greater angels' strength are better than us.
是很多的事可以叫天使来完成成就的。
God could have had angels do so many of His work.
神也不是要我们来敬拜他赞美他
Nor does God want us to praise him
约伯记第三十八章应该他说这个诚心都在那里歌唱众子都在那里欢呼
In Job 38 it says all the stars are singing all his sons are shouting out for joy
我们知道这都是指着天使来讲
We know this speaks of angels
哎呀他们在歌唱他们在赞美他们在欢呼
They're shouting out for joy they're singing
哎呀他们唱的声音诗歌可能比我们更洪亮更美更悦耳
Their voices must be louder and more beautiful than ours.
神也不是要我们荣耀他，诸天都述说神的荣耀，穹苍在那里传扬他的手段。
Nor does God want us to glorify Him because the heavens declare His work and the firmament declares His glory.
万有都在那里述说他的荣耀。
All creation declares His glory.
神造我们主要不是为着这个目的。
God does not create us for this purpose.
他在雅典保罗所讲的，我。他不是缺少人手服侍，好像缺少什么，反把万有生命气息赐给万人来享受。
In Athens, in Acts, Paul says that he does not lack anything. He does not need men to serve him with their hands, but instead he gives all to people to enjoy.
神造人要我们与他同样的生命。
When God created man, He wants us to have the same life as His.
我们能够与他有在生命里面那个交通。
So that in life we could fellowship with Him.
我们能够在爱的里面同他有交流。
And in love we can commune with Him.
他要享受，他要因他所造的耶路撒冷而喜，因他所造的居民而乐。
So He will rejoice in Jerusalem. He will have joy in His people.
他要因我们为快乐，我们要因他。
And we will rejoice because of him, and he will rejoice in us.
他能够享受他所造的人，我们也能够享受那造我们的主。
So he can enjoy the man he created, and we can enjoy God who created us.
哎呀，我们看见雅各书就上这个旧约的所罗门的歌。
This is what we see in the Song of Songs in Old Testament.
哎呀，你知道这一卷书就是给我们看到神。在我们身上最大的要求最大的目的是叫我们与他有亲近
We could see God's greatest demand that God has for us is for us to have intimacy with him
神的爱不但是阿嘎贝的爱是一个非常 romantic 的爱
Not only God's love is agape but also his love is very romantic
你去看看雅各书哎呀真是这个爱真是 romantic
As you read the book of Song of Songs then you will see this is a romantic love
我们看见第一章第一节他就说所罗门的歌就是歌中的歌
The Song of Songs, Solomon's Song
愿他用口与我亲嘴
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth
他的爱情比酒更美
For his love is better than wine
你就是像这个馨香的膏油
And you're just like the fragrance of a very good ointment.
你的名道出来如同馨香的膏油。
Your name is the ointment being poured forth.
所以众童女爱你。
So all the maidens love you.
也愿意用爱吸引我，我就快跑的跟随你。
Oh, draw me away to you. We'll run together with you.
王就把我带到内室的里面，我要因你欢喜快乐。
And the Lord led me into his chamber, and we will be joyful and glad in you.
哎呀，这位主就是要把我们带到他的内室。
This is the Lord who wants to lead us into his inner chamber.
来亲近他。
To draw near to him.
我们要因他欢喜快乐。
And we will rejoice and be glad in him.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，所以我们看见他底下还讲，他说我要这个称颂你胜过美酒啊，我称颂你的爱情胜过称颂美酒啊。
So he continues that I will extol you more than I extol wine.
所以他们爱你是理所当然。
And rightfully do they love you.
哎呀，你看一下第五章第一节怎么讲的。
And also in chapter 5:1, what does it say?
他说我的妹子我的亲爱的。
My sister, my beloved.
我进到我的园内。
I have come into my vineyard.
这我的墨月和香料。
With myrrh and with spices.
哎呀，我吃那芬芳里面的蜜。
I will eat honey from honeycomb.
我喝奶和酒。
I will drink of the milk and the
wine. 哎呀，我的朋友啊，轻轻吃。
My friends, eat.
哎呀，我说亲爱的，请喝。
Oh, my beloved, drink.
多多的吃，多多的喝。
Eat and drink abundantly.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这是神今天为什么创造我们人。
This is why God created us.
这是今天神为什么拯救我们这些堕落亚当的子孙。
And this is why God saved us, the corrupt descendants of Adam.
我们不要再误会神的意思。
Don't misunderstand God's will.
我上次就讲过了。
Last time I shared with you.
今天基督徒中间缺少很多的东西。
Today among Christianity, so many are missing.
最缺少的，并且我不知道的，我们就是怎么来享受我们的主。
The most lacking that which we do not know is how to enjoy our God.
我们怎么能够因主欢喜快乐？
How can we rejoice in Him and be glad in
Him? 就是今天我们做工做到最后。
Even today as we labor all the way till the very end.
你若是去看马太福音第二十五章。
If you read Matthew 28.
当那一天，主的那些这个我们都记得五千两银子的，两千两银子的，五千两银子占了五千两银子回来。
We all remember the parable that those who have 5,000 talents earned another 5,000.
主这么对他们讲的。
What did the Lord say to them?
他说你们在不多的事上忠心，我要派很多的事让你们来管理。
Since you're faithful in few things, I will assign you over many things.
底下怎么讲？
And what does it say next?
你可以进来。
Come.
享受主人的快乐。
Enjoy the joy of your master.
我们做工到最后来享受我们主人的快乐。
We labored all the way to the end as simply to enjoy the joy of our master.
我再说，我们不是不要敬拜。
Now let me say it again. It's not that we should not worship.
我们不是不要侍奉。
It's not that we should not serve.
我们不是说不要敬畏神。
It's not that we should not fear God.
不是说我们不要荣耀神。
And it's not that we should not glorify Him.
但是这都是一个结果。
But all these are the results.
原因因为我们享受了它。
The first reason is because we have already enjoyed
him. 原因因为我们得着了他。
The reason is that we have already gained him.
因为我们有了他的生命，他成了我的产业。
Because we have his life and he has become my inheritance.
因为我里面欢喜快乐，所以我起来侍奉他。
Because in my heart I rejoice, I'm glad, so I rise up, I serve him.
我们侍奉他是理所当然。
Rightly we should serve him.
我们爱他也是理所当然。
And rightly we should love him.
我们敬畏他也是理所当然。
And rightly even more that we should fear him.
但是我再说，这不是神要我们拯救我们创造我们的目的。
But let me say it again, this is not the purpose that God created us and saved us.
但是很可惜的，我们今天不知道。
But quite a shame, today we do not know this.
我们没有常常的来亲近我们的主。
We've not often been drawn near to Him.
神能够写作他的话，写作聚会，也写作我们的祷告，我们能够随时随地，我们来亲近我们的主。
Because we can draw near to Him, at any moment through prayer, through meeting, through fellowship.
今天的至圣所就在我们的里面。
Today's the holiest place is in us.
感谢主，是做儿子的血，叫我们坦然无惧来到至圣所。
We thank God that through His Son's blood that we can simply come into the holiest with boldness.
因为他已经为我们开了一条有新有活的路。
Because He has consecrated this new and living way for us.
叫我们经过这个幔子，这个幔子就是他的身体。
That we could go through this veil, which is His body.
我们今天的敬拜不是今天我们要亲近主，不需要到哪个地方，不需要一定的时间，不需要一定的形式，我们随时随地进到我们灵里面的深处，我们就碰到了主，我们就可以亲近他。
We can come close to Him, we can touch Him at any time, any place, simply by coming to the holiest place inside us.
并且我们可以随时随地，我们众弟兄姊妹可以聚集在一起，这就是神的殿，就是永生神的殿。他说了，我要在他们中间居住，他在他们中间来往，我们就能够遇见主。我们与他亲近。
And also at any time in all places, brothers and sisters can come together. This is the dwelling place of God where He lives. He wants to dwell with us and we will live with Him.
随时随地我们都能够亲近。
Anytime, any place we can come close to Him.
所以保罗说你们不要停止，你们这个祷告要恒切。
That's why Paul says that you should continue.
你们要不住的祷告。
Steadfastly to pray continuously.
哎呀，每时每刻我们都能够来到神的跟前。
At every moment we can simply come before Him.
我们能够来亲近他，我们把我们的爱放在他的跟前。
We can draw near to Him. We simply offer Him our love.
我们随时随地可以来享受他，在他的面前，我们欢喜快乐。
At any time, any place we can come before Him, we can enjoy Him, we can rejoice and be glad in Him.
但是今天我们没有。
But today we do not do.
我们没有藏在主的里面。
We are not often abide in Him.
主也没有藏在我们的里面。
And He does not abide in us often either.
主耶稣已经讲过，你们藏在我里面，我就藏在你们的里面。
The Lord says already abide in me and I in you.
这个枝子就多结果子。
And this branch well bears much fruit.
你离开了我，你们就什么都不能做。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
哎呀，今天我们所有的侍奉，所有的工作，所有的敬拜，所有的一切，都是运作在基督的里面，与他亲近而有的结果。
All our service, worship, all our work is the end result of having intimate fellowship with Him.
就像个树栽在溪水边，它就按时结果子。
Just as a tree is planted by the river, it will bear fruit in due time.
它的叶子就不会的枯干。
And its leaves will not wither.
我想，今天我还要同弟兄姊妹继续交通下去的。我们看到，我们刚刚念的两段圣经，腓立比书的两段圣经。
Now today I'd like to continue to share with you on the two passages in the book of Philippians.
保罗说，愿主耶稣的恩典藏在你们的灵里。
Paul says, may the grace of the Lord be with your spirit.
愿主与你的灵同在。
May the Lord be with your spirit.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，今天我们的主已经在我们灵里面。
Our brothers and sisters, today our Lord is in our spirit.
今天圣灵已经在我们灵里面。
Today Holy Spirit indwells us.
今天神是做圣灵也在我们的里面。
Now today God through the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
三一的神都在我们的里面。
The Triune God lives in us.
哎呀，我们就看到我们里面的那个丰盛。
So we should see the fullness inside us.
哎呀，这个八十七篇的第七节，诗篇八十七篇的第七节，他说，歌唱的、跳舞的都要说，我的全源都在你的里面。
In Psalm 87, he says that he who sings and he who dances should say, all my spring is in you.
我们都在他的里面。
We're all in him.
我们的主，我们的神，圣灵又在我们的里面。
And our Lord, our God, His Spirit dwells in us.
所以我们随时都可以取水，对不对？
So at any time we can draw water.
以赛亚第十二章说，你们可以来到救恩的泉源，欢然的取水。
Isaiah 12 tells us that we could draw water from the well of salvation with joy.
哎呀，到哪里去取水？
Where do you draw water?
这个水就在你的里面。
This water is right inside you.
这口井就在我们的里面已经通了。
And this well is already opened up within you.
随时能够涌出活水来。
And the water gushes out at any time.
你要爱，这里面就能流出爱来。
You want love? This well will spring up love.
你要忍耐，里面就能流出忍耐来。
You want patience? It will spring up
this patience. 你要谦卑，里面就能够流出谦卑来。
And if you want humility, it will spring up this humility within
you. 你要能力，里面就流出能力来。
You want strength? It will spring up strength within
you. 你要圣洁，你要公义。都在里面。
Likewise, if you want holiness and righteousness,
你要智慧，你要聪明，都在里面。
If you want wisdom and understanding, it's all within.
所有的泉源在他们的里面。
All the springs are inside you.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到我们有多丰盛了。
So brother and sister, do you see how abundant we are?
今天我们出去应该看见，我们都应该挺身昂首的。
So today we should all look up and lift up our head.
我们不要把头低下来。
Do not lower your head.
弟兄，你知道吗？我们都是宇宙中间王的那个第一夫人。
Beloved, do you know we are the first lady of the king of the whole universe?
我们看见今天博士出来，他的第一夫人都称他是第一夫人。哎呀，何多荣耀！
We all see that we call the wife of President Bush the first lady. How glorious this is.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？你也是第一夫人。
So brother and sister, do you know this? You're also the first lady.
我们是宇宙的王的那个第一夫人。
We are the first lady of the king of the whole universe.
所有他的丰盛都在我们的里面。
All his fullness dwells in us.
所有他的荣耀都已经给了我们。
All his glory has been given to us.
他所有的所是的都在我们的里面。
All he is, all he has done, his work is in us.
除了他的神性以外。
Apart from his deity.
他是从亘古直到永远，他是神，我们不是神。
From everlasting to everlasting, he is God, we are not.
他是全能的，全丰的，我们不是。
He is the El Shaddai, he is the all sufficient one.
我们是从他里面来真自取的。
But we draw upon him.
我们还是惊觉，一颗惊觉而已。惊觉，这个 thorn.
We're just thorns.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，照理来说，我们应该非常的丰富啊。
Brothers and sisters, supposedly we should be very abundant.
照理我们应该非常的刚强啊。
We should be very strong.
照理我们应该随时随地都得胜的。
Supposedly we should be victorious all the time.
但是我们不是。
But we are not.
我们看看我们有多贫穷。
And see how poor we are.
看看我们多有软弱。
How weak we are.
我们常常失败。
We often fail.
我们没有见证。
We have no testimonies.
为什么？
Why?
一个理由就是我们没有常常的亲近他。
One reason to this is you do not come close to him to draw upon him.
我们离开他太远了。
We are far, far away from him.
神何等希望时时刻刻与我们同在。
Oh, how much our God wishes that he could be with us moment by moment.
哎呀，但是今天神要同我们，要见我们的面，要 make appointment, 并且不太容易的。
But today, it's quite difficult for him to make appointment with us.
哎呀，我们
太
忙太忙。
Because we're so busy.
我们整天都在那里忙碌。
We busy ourselves all day around.
就是他要我们同在，我们没有时间与他。
Even he wants to be with us, we don't have time for him.
我们这个泉源在里面涌不出来活水。
So this well does not gush out living water.
还有一个最主要的一个原因。
And the foremost reason is.
保罗说，对提摩太说，愿主的灵。与你同在。
Paul says to Timothy that may the grace of God be with your spirit.
愿恩典藏在你的灵里。
May the grace be with your spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么意思？
Brothers and sisters,
我们常常忽略了这两节圣经。
We often overlook these two verses.
非常的重要。
This is extremely important.
让主在你灵里面掌权。
That the Lord rules in your spirit.
让他在灵里面作王。
That him be king in you.
恩典要做王，你知道吗？
Grace has to reign, do you know?
罗马书第五章说，罪的工价，罪做王叫我们死，但是恩典是做义做王，恩典是做义，他要做王的。恩典是一个 person， 我已经讲第一堂，我就同弟兄们讲，这个恩典是一个 person， 就是主的自己，三一神的自己。
In the first session, I share with you that.Grace is the person. This is the triune God. Romans 5 tells us that sin reigned in death, but grace will reign through righteousness.
他要在我们的灵里面掌权。
And he will reign in our spirit.
是的，我们一面接受了主，这感谢神。从那一天开始，
yes.
我们实在是个蒙福的人。
Yes, on the one hand, from the day we received the Lord, from that day on, we are blessed.
恩典在我们里面。
The grace has already been in us.
但是从那一天开始。
From that day on.
一面是我们一个蒙福的人。
On the one hand, we are.
一面从那一天开始，麻烦也来了。
And on the other hand, from that day on, here comes trouble.
弟兄姊妹，为什么？
Brothers and sisters, why?
现在不是你一个人了。
Because now it's no longer you
alone. 现在你里面是一个新的人，一个旧的人。
Now you have a new person, new man, and an old man in you.
一个是圣灵，一个是情欲。
So one is the Holy Spirit, and one is love.
他们是势不两立的。
They will never come to peace with one another.
这是今天我们的难处。
This is our problem today.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们已经结过婚的人，我问问你们。
Today, for us, for those who are married, let me ask this question.
今天我姊妹不在，我比较可以放肆一点讲话。
Today, my wife is not here, so I can speak about this more freely.
当然有很多的夫妻他们觉得还是两个人好，这个人独居不好，正像主对亚当所说的，这个人独居不好。我们今天还是感受到独居不好还是两个人好。
Yes, there will be many people who feel that a man should not live alone. So two are better than one. We should have two.
特别像我们这些年纪越老的人，也是觉得我们能够在一起实在是非常好。
Especially for us who are aged, we do feel that for two people to get together is much better than one.
但是有很多的夫妻不是这样。
But many blessings do not go in this avenue.
可能他还是觉得还是一个人好。
Because probably some people feel it is better to live alone.
正像保罗所讲的，
Just as Paul said,
还是属独身的好，免得我肉身上受苦难呢。为了你们要免去那个肉身的苦难，所以我的意思呢，你们倒不如受束缠来得好。
Paul says that, to spare you many troubles in flesh, it is better to live alone.
为什么？
Why?
两个人的意见不一样。
Because two men will have different opinions.
两人的看法不一样。
They have different thoughts.
两人的想法不一样。
Their ideas are different.
常常会得有争吵。
So often there are arguments.
有哪一对夫妻不争吵的有啊？
Is there any couple who do not fight?
可能你结婚30年、50年还会有争吵。
Maybe 30 or 50 years into your marriage.
两个人住在一起实在是不容易啊。
It's truly not an easy thing for two people to live
together. 一定要有一个人他愿意放下自己的。
Now one of those has to be the one who is willing to let go of himself.
如果两个人都不愿意放下的话，这个婚姻是很痛苦的。
If neither of one of those will not let go of himself, then this is a marriage is very difficult.
这个诗篇第110篇怎么讲，是大卫的诗篇。
Psalm 110 is David's psalm.
他说主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，是我仇敌坐你的脚凳。
The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand and I will make your enemy your footstool.
接下来耶和华耶和华怎么讲？我们来看一背诗篇，这句话很有意思。
This is a very interesting verse.
之后，他的子民要以圣洁为装饰，甘心牺牲自己。我们来看一背诗篇。
Psalm 110 verses 2 and 3. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power.
这里讲到耶和华必使你从锡安伸出能力的杖，你要在仇敌中掌权，在你掌权的日子。
In the day of your power.
甘心牺牲自己，什么时候神能够在我们灵里面掌权呢？就是你愿意甘心牺牲的自己的时候，他就能够在你的灵里面来掌权。
When will the Lord reign in your spirit? It is when you are willing to volunteer freely, then He will rule in your
spirit. 假如你不甘心牺牲自己，他无法在你的灵里面来掌权，他无法让主在你的灵里面。
If you're not willing to volunteer freely, then the Lord is not able to rule over you in your spirit.
弟兄姊妹，若是让他掌权，我们真是有福了。
Oh, blessed are we if we allow him to rule in us.
你就能够在一个得胜带着能力的一种光景的里面，
you'll be,
刚强的光景里面。
You will be in this strong, victorious conditions with might.
你就能在一个丰盛、丰富的、荣耀的一种光景的里面。
And you will...In this glorious, abundant condition.
你让他在掌权的时候，你就看见他的能力在你的里面就能够彰显出来。
As you allow him to rule in you, you will see the manifestation of his power.
所以保罗在以弗所第三章，他这个祷告说：愿他丰盛荣耀，协助他丰盛的荣耀，协助他的灵，叫你们里面的人能够刚强起来。怎么叫你里面的人能够刚强起来呢？让他的灵在你的里面。
So in Ephesians 3, he says that may you be strengthened with might, your inner man, according to the glorious power. How can he strengthen you? Let him rule in your spirit. Then you can enjoy our Lord.
你就能因他欢喜快乐。
Then you will rejoice and be glad.
因为你的生活。你的生活是个得胜的生活
Because your life now is a
victorious life.
It's a transcendent life.
是个得胜仇敌的生活
It's the life that prevails against your enemies.
是在仇敌中能够掌权的一个生活
That's the life you can rule among your enemies.
因为他活在你的里面
Because God lives in you.
弟兄们，为什么保罗要在腓立比书有这么一句话？为什么在提摩太后书有这句话
？Why is it Paul has this same verse in Philippians and also in Timothy?
我们知道保罗写信提摩太后书的时候他已经他第二次在罗马监狱里面腓立比书是他第一次在罗马监狱里面
When Paul wrote Philippians this is the first time he was imprisoned in Rome By the time he wrote second, Timothy this is the second time
保罗怎么能够在这种情况底下他能够得胜忧郁的
How could Paul be more than conquerors under this kind of condition
他怎么能够在这种情况底下他能够自助的自助
How can he become content in this kind of condition?
他怎么能够在这种情况底下还是有喜乐的
How can he still have joy in this kind of condition?
怎么在这种情况底下他能够这样的自由释放的
How could he self free and without any bondage in this kind of condition?
因为恩典在他的灵里面
Because the grace is with his spirit.
因为主在他的灵里面
Because the Lord is with His Spirit.
在那里掌权
And there the Lord rules.
现在活着的不再是我，基督在我里面活着
So it is no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me.
基督不但为我们死，他要为我们活，你知道吗？
Christ not only died for us, He also wants to live for us. Do you know this?
我们只知道主耶稣为我们死，我们忘掉了他要为我们活，你知道吗？
We only know that the Lord died for us. Do you know that He also wants to live for us?
哎呀，我们想到提摩太在这种情况底下，他软弱。他灰心他胆怯
We know Timothy under this kind of condition He was weak, he failed and he was timid
他几乎跌倒了
He almost stumbled
哎呀他为保罗受的监禁他觉得羞耻
And he was ashamed
他觉得羞耻
He was ashamed of the imprisonment of Paul and he was ashamed of the gospel
保罗不知道怎么来帮助他
So Paul didn't know how to help him
不但用这些话来安慰勉励他
Not only he used these words to encourage him
最后一句话是最重要的一句话
But the very end, the last verse is the most important one
愿主在你的灵里面
May the Lord be in your spirit
愿主在你的灵里面让你摸到这个主的灵你里面就刚强起来
may he be in your spirit as long as you touch the spirit you will be strengthened
正像他写腓立比书说我深深相信写作众圣徒的祷告和写作主耶稣基督的灵
just as he wrote Philippians that through your prayer through the spirit of Jesus Christ
你就必得救 我就必得救
through the spirit of Jesus Christ it will turn out to be a deliverance for me.
我想保罗在这里所讲的得救我 不一定是说他 这次在罗马监狱里他能够被拯救出去。
Not necessarily that he's talking about that he would be delivered from the imprisonment.
不过有可能。
But very likely.
不像第二次监狱里他知道没有希望了。
But it's not like in the second imprisonment.
他知道他要殉道了
他
被交奠的时候已经到了。
He knew he had no hope to be released. He knew that's the time for his martyrdom.
不过
was poured out
不管怎样不管怎样
No matter what.
是主耶稣基督的灵他在任何的一种环境的里面他都能够蒙到拯救
But through the spirit of Jesus Christ in whatever situation might be he will be delivered.
是主耶稣基督灵的帮助其实帮助不是原文的翻译原文的翻译是一个供应供应 supply 供应
through the help of the spirit of Jesus Christ in its original is through the provision
就是他的写作那个 El Shaddai 的供应
that is through the provision of El Shaddai
我们知道他能够蒙到拯救
we know that he will be delivered
不管在什么的情况底下
regardless of the situations
他只要一碰到这个灵主耶稣基督的灵在他的里面
as soon as he touched the spirit of Jesus Christ who is in him
我们知道这里面有同情
we know in it there is sympathy
里面有安慰
consolence
里面有服侍
upholding
里面有能力
within there is power
能够他在这种情况底下他就像鹰一样能够展翅上腾
even in a situation like this he will mount up with eagle's wings
他就能够好像被提升在主的宝座上面
He will be lifted up all the way to the throne of God
这是一个超越
This is a transcendency
是因着主耶稣基督的灵在他的里面在那里作主
And this is all because the Spirit of God is within him. There he rules.
这个里面有供应，有供应，他所需要的都能够供应，全备的供应。
In it there is provision, the full provision, whatever he needs.
我们知道这个供应在保罗写这个字，它有个背景的。
We know when Paul uses this word provision, there is a background to it.
因为在当时在希腊的时候，有很多的这个歌。歌唱团的歌唱团。
Because in Greece, in those days, there were many dancing groups, dancing companies.
这个团长呢，他有责任。
And the captain of the company has this responsibility.
就是对着每一个团员的需要，无论是他们生活上的需要，无论是演出上的各种的需要，每一样的需要，他都应当丰丰富富的、完完全全供应给他们的。这叫供应。
He is responsible.For supplying all the members' needs, whether it's in terms of performance or in terms of other needs, he has to provide for them abundantly.
叫他们所需要的一样都不缺。
So they lack nothing.
这是保罗讲的，借着主耶稣基督灵的帮助。
This is what Paul says through the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
因着他的供应，你们我就必得救。
Because of
我们无论哪个神的儿女，在这种任何的环境的里面。我们让主能够在我们灵里面，我们也能够蒙拯救。
Because of this provision, he will be saved. So let this be true for all of us that no matter what situation we might be placed in, let God be in our spirit, so we will be supplied.
唯有一个条件。
The only condition to this.
你是甘心牺牲自己。
You have to volunteer freely, willing to let go of yourself.
你一定要放下你的自己。
You have to cast away yourself,
让主活在我们的里面
so that the Lord will live in us.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, we thank God.
我们刚刚念的彼得后书的这一段。
Second Peter we just read.
我们看见这个恩典是不断能够加增的。
We see this grace is multiplied.
这个恩典是在怎么种情况底下能够加增呢
？And in what condition that this grace will be multiplied?
就是在苦难的中间。
It is in affliction.
就是在艰难的中间。
It is in hardships.
哎呀，你刚刚看见这一段彼得后书的这一段话。
You just read Second Peter this passage.
加上，又加上，又加上。
Add this to that and to that add more.
哎呀，信心能够加上知识，加上德行，德行能够加上知识，知识能够加上节制。
To faith, virtue, to virtue, knowledge to knowledge, self-control.
节制可以加上忍耐，忍耐能够加上金钱。
And to self-control, patience, to patience, godliness.
金钱能够加上爱众人的心，爱众生能够爱弟兄的心，爱众人的心。
Now, to godliness, brotherly love, to brotherly love, the love for all.
我第一堂我对同弟兄们讲的，这个恩典在我们里面是可以加增的。
In the first session, share with you this grace which is in us will multiply.
就是让这个生命能够越来越丰盛的。
So that the life will become even more abundant.
这个生命能够越来越丰盛的有一个条件，常常是在苦难的时候、逼迫的时候、难处的中间，它慢慢能够增长起来。
But the condition to this abundant life is that it grows in this kind of hardships and afflictions.
因为这是真的恩典。
Because this is the true grace.
这是为什么彼得对他们讲，你们要在这真恩上站立得住。
This is why Peter said to them.In this true grace, you shall stand.
哎呀，我就想到从埃及记里面的，这些以色列人在法老王的手下，因为他们生养众多嘛。
I recall in Exodus, all these Israelites multiply abundantly in Egypt.
哎呀，以色列的人越来越多了。
So Israelites simply grew.
哎呀，法老看见他们人来越来越多了，越来越强顺了。
And Pharaoh saw all these Israelites growing more abundantly become stronger.
所以法老王就是要用些诡计要来苦害他们苦待他们。
So Pharaoh treated them treacherously, ill-treated them.
但是越是苦待他们越是苦害他们我们看见他们人数越是加增他们越是繁殖。
Now, the more Pharaoh ill-treated Israelites, the more Israelites simply multiply and grew abundantly.
感谢主这个真恩在我们的里面。
Thank the Lord that His true grace is in us.
只要你让他在我们里面做主。
As long as you allow Him to reign in you.
在这些苦难试炼的中间，我们就看见慢慢的增加起来。
In the midst of the trials and affliction, you will see this true grace multiply.
什么叫信心？
What is faith?
什么叫德行？
What is virtue?
什么叫知识?
What is knowledge?
什么叫节制?
What is self-control?
都是基督的生命。
This is all the life of Christ.
什么叫忍耐?
What is patience?
什么叫节制?
What is self-control?
什么叫敬虔？
What is godliness?
什么叫爱心？
What is love?
都是基督的自己。
And this all the love of the Christ himself.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
特别是讲到那个信心不是我们的信心，是主的信心。
Especially when we talk about the faith, it's not ours, it's the Lord's faith.
这个加拉太书第二章说，我们活着不在世，乃基督在我们里面活着。我如今活着，一是因信神的儿子而活。其实这因信神儿子而活，应当翻译为因着神儿子的信心，因着神儿子的信心，不是你我的信心。
Galatians 2 tells us that it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. Now this faith is not our faith. It is the faith of Son of God, the Lord's faith. So here we see the life is growing more abundantly daily. The Lord wants us to have not only life, but a more abundant life. The more we are in hardship, the life will grow more. Do you remember in the book of Numbers, the story of Caleb and Joshua?
他们打发探子回来以后报了一个恶信，就是称南边的人又高又大，城墙 又高又厚，我们怎么去攻打他们？
They sent out the 12 spies and then they came back with a bad report saying that the cities were lofty, the people were giants. How could we attack them?
他们都要回去，
回到埃及去。Wanted to go back to Egypt.
只有加勒和约书亚说，你们不要怕。
Only Caleb and Joshua said, do not fear.
你们不要背逆耶和华。
Do not rebel again.
若是他喜悦，他就要把一定呢把这个美地赐给我们。
If he delights in us, he will give us this good land.
主要与我们同在。
The Lord will be with us.
隐蔽他们的已经离开了他们。
He who shelters them has already left it.
他们要成为我们的食物。
They will become our food.
什么叫 food?
What is food?
我们吃了叫我们身体健壮起来的。
Food enables us to grow after we eat it.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这些难处能够叫我们的生命格外的丰盛。
Brother and sister, do you see that all these hardships will only enable us to grow more abundantly?
保罗的生命就是这样增长起来的。
Isn't Paul's life growing abundantly like this?
看看保罗经过多少的苦难，跟整个哥林多后书就是讲到他的经历。
Take a look at Paul, how many hardships he had experienced. All the 2 Corinthians talk about this.
他不但有外面的，还有里面的。
Not only his afflictions were outside, but also inner ones.
在他的身上。
Even there was a thorn in his flesh.
他三次求主把他拿开。
And 3 times he pleaded with God to take away the thorn.
但是他后来他知道了。
And then in the end he knew.
他不再祷告了。
He no longer prayed on this.
就是三次。
Only 3 times.
那里用的是一个很简单的过去式。有人说他可能不止三次，这一直在那里祷告，不，他三次祷告过来，知道这根刺对他有好处的。
The Bible uses a very simple past tense, only 3 times. Many people say he probably had prayed so many times. No, just 3 times. He knew.
这根刺叫保罗不再骄傲。
Because the thorn will make him
这根刺叫保罗谦卑下来。
Will humble him so he will not be proud.
因着他的谦卑，神要把更多的恩典赐给他。
And because of his humility, God will even give him more.
因着他的谦卑，这个恩典在他里面能够一点点的加增起来。
And because of his humility, that the grace God gives him will multiply within him.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我们看见一些被神重用的一些仆人，他们身上都有那一根刺。
We see all the ministers that God used heavily, they all have
a thorn in them.
We know John Wesley had a thorn in him.
他的刺就是他的太太。
That is his wife.
哎呀，江威斯利有个太太非常的泼辣，不讲理。
John Wesley really had this very fierce wife.
但是我甚至相信他也像保罗可能祷告过三次。
And I believe that he probably prayed to the Lord 3 times over this.
但是他知道这根刺是神加在他身上的。
But he knew that this is the thorn that the Lord had
placed on him. 所以他能够成为一个神重用的一个仆人。
So he was able to become a minister heavily used by God.
盖恩夫人身上也有一根刺。
Madame Guyon also had a thorn in her.
盖恩夫人身上的一个刺，她的婆婆。
That's her mother-in-law.
你们都听过，哎呀，这个婆婆喜欢打麻将，当然外国人不是打麻将了，但玩牌了。
You all heard of that her mother-in-law liked to play mahjong. Of course, they don't play mahjong. She just loved to play cards.
每一次都要叫甘恩夫人坐在边上。
Every time, Mother Guyon had to sit next to her.
不许她离开。
She would not be allowed to leave.
叫她看。
she had to watch.
哎呀，你看看盖恩夫人受的为难。
You see what difficulties her mother-in-law caused her.
但是盖恩夫人里面的生命有多丰盛。
But her life within was so abundant.
这个谁啊？这个 Saint Augustine。他有一个他的妈妈有一根刺，就是 Saint Augustine 是他的刺，他的儿子是他的一根刺。
Saint Augustine's mother-in-law.
他的妈妈 Monica 我们知道是一个很虔诚的一个信徒。
Monica, a very godly saint.
但是神给他放在面前的是一个非常悖逆的一个儿子。
And God placed this such rebellious son before her.
哎呀，我们今天你身上有没有刺？
Today, do you have a thorn in your flesh?
可能你的儿女也就是你的刺。
Maybe your children are your thorn.
年纪小的时候是个软刺，大了一点就变成你的硬刺。
When they were young, this thorn was soft. When they grow older, become hard.
也是你的，朝在你的同工、你的同事，我们都有身上都有难民根，朝在你身体上的软弱。
We all have this thorn in us, whether it is your wife or as your co-workers or whoever, whatever.
感谢主，你求过三次就不要再求了。
Praise the Lord. After you pray over this three times, don't pray anymore.
神不挪开这根刺，叫我们得处。
God does not remove this thorn in order to benefit us.
真恩在我们的里面。
Because this true grace is in us.
我们靠着这个真恩，让我们能够站立得住。
Through this true grace, we will stand.
我们感谢神，神把他自己给了我们。
We thank God He has given Himself to us.
还有什么比这个更好的？
What else is better than this?
没有比这个更好的了。
None is better than this.
弟兄姊妹，我今天再提一提，今天我们做父母的。
Brothers and sisters, let me mention this briefly. We who are parents.
你有没有把你的自己给你的儿女？
Have you given yourself to your children?
为什么今天，特别是美国的家庭，这些小孩子到了年纪，长大了以后那样的悖逆，没有家庭的观念，是为什么？
Why is it today, especially young children, when they grow up, they are so rebellious, they simply do not have the notion of families?
我想今天中国人的家庭也有这种情况。
It's likewise, even with Chinese families.
我们看见今天南部的孩子上大学，他说我要到东部去，西部的要到东部去。
We see the kids in the southern part of America want to go to college in the north, and the kids in the east want to go to colleges in the west.
在东部的他要到西部去。
Kids in the east coast want to go to the west coast.
好像离开父母越远越好。
The far away from their parents, the better.
弟兄姊妹，今天的父母对儿女有没有亏待他们？没有。
Friends and sisters, today's parents mistreat their children? No.
这个时代的父母对儿女可以胜过任何时代的父母对儿女。
This age's parents are doing much more better than any other parents of past ages.
要什么就给什么。
Children would get whatever they want.
总是满足他们的。
Parents always try to satisfy them.
绝对不会叫他们有什么缺少。
Parents would not cause them to lack anything.
我想你们中间也是这个情况。
I believe this is true with you all.
但是有一点你没有注意。
But one thing you neglect.
有没有把你的自己给他？
Have you given your children yourself?
今天做父母的在忙啊，整天在那里忙，做父亲的也在那里忙，做母亲的也在那里忙，整天在那里忙，连同儿女在一起的时间都没有。
Today's parents are so busy about themselves. Mothers are busy, fathers are busy. They simply do not have time for their children.
我想中国人的家庭好一些。
This is maybe better with Chinese families.
哎呀，父母要同儿女讲话，就是用留个 notice 的，就是用一个这个纸条告诉他。
Many times parents simply leave a message or a note for their children to talk to them.
因为没有时间同他在一起讲话嘛。
Because they do not have time.
哎呀，你回来了，你要吃
的
什么东西，在冰箱里有哪个地方，你自己拿。
The note would say, when you come home, the food you want is in the refrigerator, help yourself.
儿女呢，有什么事情要到妈妈讲呢，也找不到爸爸妈妈，这也能够留个条子，说明天我们学校里要开这个家长会，你不管怎样，你留一点时间到我的学校里去。
And kids only can leave a message saying that tomorrow we have parent-teacher conference, could you save some time to come to our meeting?
弟兄姊妹，你就看到。
So brothers and sisters, do you see it?
不能在一起常常我们有沟通有交流有爱的那一种交流。
Parents and children do not have the time to come together to have this fellowship of love.
没有时间大家谈心。
We do not have time to share each other's heart.
儿女里面的心没有办法 拿出来。
So children's heart cannot come openly to their
parents. 现在他所需要物质上面的需要，那些恩典都有了，但是他没有办法同爸爸妈妈常常在一起。
Although children have all the material grace, whatever they want, but they simply do not have their parents.
所以结果你做父母的还是失败了。
So in the end, you as parents still fail.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神是把他自己给了我们。
Brothers and sisters, our God gives himself to us.
他不是把他身外的东西给我们。
He does not give us things outside of him.
做儿女的在你身外东西在他再给他多，他里面总是觉得还不是那么实在。
Children's heart will not feel solid, even though you give them all the outward material things.
我们的主不是。
Now, it's not so with our Lord.
他今天住在我的里面。
Today, he dwells in us.
随时我们可他与他亲近。
And in time, we can come close to him.
我们可他与他谈心。
We can share our hearts with
him. 把我们所有的难处、所有的忧虑、所有的需要告诉他。
We can share with him all our problems, our worries.
这是我们的神。
Oh, this is our God.
他既然把他自己的儿子都给了我们，他岂不把万有都白白的都给我们？
Since he has given his only son, shall he not freely with his son give us all things?
他是先把他自己给了我们。
First, he's giving himself to us.
然后他把所有的外面的恩典都给我们。
And then he gives us all the outward grace.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他的爱情比酒还要美。
His love is better than wine.
我们要称颂他。
We will praise him.
我们要敬拜他。
We will worship him.
我们应当敬畏他。
And we should fear him.
我们应当侍奉他。
We should serve him.
我们应当荣耀他。
We should glorify him.
这是理所当然的。
Rightly, this is our soul.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray? Lower your head, please.
主啊，我们满心感谢你，把你的自己给了我们。
Oh Lord.With much joy and happiness that we thank you, you've given yourself to us.
你成了我们的生命，成了我们的产业，成了我们的享受。
You become our life, our inheritance, and our very own enjoyment.
你成为我们的满足。
You have become our satisfaction.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你永叫我们永永远远能够享受你。
Because forever you make us to enjoy you.
能够经历你。
To experience you.
也叫我们能够彰显你。
Forever you make us to manifest you. So that daily we will change.
因为你的生命在我们的里面。
Because your life is within us.
你已经将一切的生命和金钱的事都已经给了我们。
You have given us all things that pertain to godliness and life.
你又将极大有宝贝的应许给了我们。
You have given us that exceedingly great precious promises.
你叫我们脱离了世俗情欲来的败坏，我们能够与你的性情能够有份。
So that after we escape from the lust which is from the corruption in the world, we can become partakers of your divine nature.
感谢主，你是我们的产业。
Oh Lord, we thank you that you are our inheritance.
永远也不会震动。
Which will never be shaken.
永远也不会改变。
Which will never change.
永远也不会朽坏。
Which will never be defiled.
撑到永永远远。
Which will exist for endure forever.
在新天新地里面，我们要永永远远的欢喜快乐。
Oh Lord, in the new heavens and new earth, we will rejoice and be glad forever.
我们要更多的享受你。
So that we will enjoy you.
我们还要更多的来经历你。
And we will experience you more.
因为你是 El Shaddai.
Because you are the El Shaddai.
全作全丰全有的神。
You are the all-sufficient God.
一生一世叫我们享受。
Oh, all our life we will enjoy you.
在永世里面我们还要享受。
Even in eternity we will enjoy you.
主啊，愿你的灵在我们的里面。
Oh Lord, may your spirit be within us.
愿你的恩典常在我们灵里面掌权。
And may your spirit be within us, which will reign.
荣耀都归给你。
Glory be unto you.
祝福你的儿女。
And bless your children.
叫我们一天天的丰盛起来。
So that we will become abundant day by day.
一天天的加增起来。
We will increase more and more in you.
有一天我们能够丰丰富富的进入主耶稣基督救主的国。
And one day, entrance will be supplied to us abundantly into your everlasting kingdom.
愿这些话给我们更多的启示。
Oh Lord, may all these words give us more revelation.
我们这样祷告祈求，是因耶稣。基督的名。
We pray and ask in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.